Welcome to today's episode of Practical Faith with Pastor Nick Cash. Practical Faith is all about providing real tools for integrating Christian faith into your everyday life.
My own spiritual formation is so much more connected to and dependent upon yours than I had ever before realized. And this is God's intention. It's His design. In the previous episode of Practical Faith, I discussed the interesting use of pronouns in Hebrews chapter 11. This is the Hall of Fame of heroes from the Old Testament. The scripture has really shaken the foundations of my highly individualized view of discipleship in a good way. It's driven me deeper into the scriptures and into God's heart for humanity. As I delve into God's word on this subject, I found some fascinating things that were there all along, but only now are my eyes and my heart and my mind opening up to them, and Christ's spirit within me is confirming them as right and true. One of the reasons this has remained hidden from me has been my confusion over the use of the word you in the English translations of the Bible. See, in English, we have the same word, you, Y-O-U. The same word has two very different applications. It can mean the singular or the plural. So, for instance, I can look at my wife and say, I love you, and she understands from context that I mean the individual, her alone, the singular use of the word you. And then I can turn to my three children and say, I love you. And they understand from context that I mean all three of them together as a plural, even though I use the exact same word. See, the English language is unique in this respect. Almost all other languages have different words for you singular and you plural, including Hebrew and Greek, the original languages of the Bible. Now, my linguistic upbringing as a boy from the South really should have given me an advantage in this regard. We have our own word for the plural you, y'all. However, the translators of my Bible opted not to use my Southern dialect in their version. I kind of wish they had, and then it would have been much easier to differentiate between the Hebrew and Greek you and you all. It would have been much clearer. John Dyer is the director of communications and educational technology for Dallas Theological Seminary, and he's actually created a Bible web app which includes a plugin for correcting this confusion between you singular and you plural. Dyer has written an outstanding article entitled Texas Has What English Lacks, and in his article, he explains in more academic terms why it's so important that we differentiate between the singular and plural forms of the word you in God's Word. In his article, Dyer says, there are more than 4,700 verses in the Bible where the plural form of you is used in English, which could lead the reader to think that it's directed to an individual, to him or her personally, rather than to the entire church as a community. In Dyer's article, he goes on to say that since the Protestant Reformation, we've tended to emphasize the salvation of the individual and in inverse proportion downplayed God's work in the church as a community of people. See, Dyer points out that in Jeremiah, when he was writing in the second person plural, the you all, when he penned his famous verse, Jeremiah 29:11, that he was talking to a group of people. A more accurate translation of the verse that we know very well from Hebrew into English might read something like this, "For I know the plans I have for you all, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you all and not to harm you all." Jeremiah was writing to the plural you, not the singular you. But too long have English-speaking Christians, like me, read this verse, and we've erroneously assumed that it was intended for a singular individual. But Jeremiah was writing to thousands of exiled Israelites living as slaves in Babylon. The Hebrew language makes it clear that Jeremiah's intention, and therefore God's intention of speaking to them through Jeremiah, was to address a multitude of people together, not just a single individual living alone in isolation. The Hebrew here uses the plural, you all. So this concept that the Bible is mostly addressed to you all, more than the individual you, it will forever change my view of my spiritual growth versus our spiritual growth. The message of the Bible about the Christian life is that it is ours. It's our spiritual formation. It's our journey of discipleship together. It's not just me. It's not just you. But it's all of us, all believers around the globe and across the spectrum of time. God designed it so that my growth in Christ is tied to your growth in Christ in so much more a real, deep, and profound way than I had ever before realized. We truly are the body of Christ, and we are incomplete without each other.
Practical Faith provides 5 minutes of fuel for following Jesus in your everyday life. To find more ideas and free resources like these, visit us online at liketreesplanted.com.